This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Come see us live. Everybody's talking about the live shows. Louisville's next. Louisville Comedy Club, Thursday night, February 8th. Then on to Lexington, Kentucky. Comedy off Broadway, February 9th and 10th. The Ontario Improv, right here in the Los Angeles area. The Ontario Improv is
Sunday, February 18th.
Thank you, Alex. Philadelphia, we're coming back to our favorite city, the Punchline in Philadelphia. And the dates on that, Alex, are
February 29th through March 2nd.
That's a Thursday, Friday, and a Saturday. We'll be in Philly for a few days. Come on out and see us. And then, of course, D.C., one night only, Sunday night, March 3rd. Oxnard coming. Stamford, Connecticut. It's time to get tickets, Stamford, Connecticut. They never stop harassing me. The New York Comedy Club in Stamford, Connecticut. That is March 12th. And then I'm doing a really cool place in Auburn, New York, I believe is the city. Mm-hmm. It's called the Auburn Theater. If you live in that part of New York State, I believe it's upstate New York, if I'm not mistaken, I'm coming to the Auburn Theater, March 23rd. And then Kansas City is happening. Kansas City, it's called the Comedy Club at Kansas City, March 27th.
Mm-hmm.
And then Florida again, Tampa, Side Splitters. You better get your tickets. Don't get sold out like it will happen to the people in Fort Worth, because that Side Splitters in Tampa is selling. Now you actually have the pronunciation right on the, what is it? Go ahead.
Dania Beach.
Dania Beach. Alex says he got it from the mayor of Dania Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Dania Beach Improv. That is Sunday night, the night after Tampa. I go down to Dania Beach Improv. I'm excited. I haven't been in that part of the world in forever.
Mm-hmm.
What's the date on that one?
April 7th.
See you then. Now enjoy a brand new Tuesday episode of Cover to Cover. Welcome to summer 2024, right? Are you guys longing for it now? We're reaching February, and it's time when you're like, okay, I think we've had enough of the winter. We're done with this.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm trying to give you guys a little taste. The best thing I can do for you is the Beach Boys, California Girls. Here it is. And we got a lot of summer news in this episode, Tuesday, cover to cover. What do you think of the internet, Alex? What do you think of the internet as a whole? You don't like it at all.
Yeah, I'm
not
over
a fan. Well, there's power to the internet, you know? There's power to Instagram and stuff like that. There's power to this podcast. Who knew? Who knew the reach of this podcast? It's gotten me kicked out of neighborhoods. It's ended friendships. It's ended families. Relationships. It's ended a lot of I think my daughter's school is caught on. They're not happy about it. So quite a few people are out to get me because of this podcast. However, sometimes I'll get some positive feedback in my DMs and different ways you could reach me. And we got some exciting things to talk about. First, a few weeks ago, I'm not sure whether it was a regular episode or a Patreon episode, but I talked about a after-school special I had done for the Disney people. It wasn't an official ABC after-school special, but it was some sort of let's teach kids a lesson thing that they showed at schools or something. And it was called Benny and the Roids. I played a guy in it. I had one line. You better get on the roids, dude. It's your last hope. It was dubbed. It was not my voice. Mm-hmm. Anyway, people found it. You found it, Alex. People found it. Everybody went to watch it. And I received a message in my DMs on Instagram from the star of Benny and the Roids. The star of Benny and the Roids. Benny himself, who at the time, when I was probably 19 years old, and I had done Benny and the Roids, I looked at these people, this guy, if you could find his name, it's somewhere in my DMs, but I get so many DMs, people that they get lost in the shuffle, so I can't really find. Anyway, I will find it in a second, and we'll shout him out. But he's okay. So when I went to the set of Benny and the Roids all those years ago, Crespi High School here in the Valley in Los Angeles. But anyway, I watched him and the girl who played his girlfriend and this other guy, like who was his buddy. They were like, you know, joking around in between takes and stuff. And I was like, oh my God, these people are giant stars. Like, this is crazy. They are the stars of this show, this movie. Mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I mean, I was an idiot. I didn't know anything. I was like, this is as big as it gets. Anyway, turns out he's no longer in the business. He hasn't been in the business in a long time. He lives a nice, quiet life, software engineer or something out there in D.C. And he wrote me and he said, it's so funny. I happened to notice like a huge uptick on my YouTube page of people watching Benny and the Roids out of nowhere. You know, it had about 100 hits over the last 30 years or whatever. And then just one day it just got inundated by people watching it. And he's like, what is going on? And he said in the comments, everyone was writing Chris Frangiola this, Chris Frangiola that. So I looked you up and I see that you're this big giant star. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. Big giant star. And he goes, that's great. You know, congratulations on all your success and blah, 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 blah. And I'm doing this and I'm doing that. And he goes, I see you're coming to DC, the DC Improv in a few weeks. I live in the DC area. I'm going to come down and check out your show. Me and my wife will come down and see you, and maybe afterwards we'll catch up. I never really talked to the guy on the set because I was intimidated by his stardom.
Mm-hmm.
But see, here you go. I'm still standing all these years later. He got out. I don't know who made the right decision, me or him. You know, he got out, and he's living a nice life in D.C. as a software engineer. And giving up on the show business, but I'm still in it.
I mean, this poor guy is not credited anywhere.
Really?
Looking everywhere.
Anyway, yeah. I mean, who knows? It's not that important, I guess. But anyway, we got a message from him, and he was excited that we talked about Benny and the Roids, and that I went on to such big stardom. I mean, there was another guy in it who went on to a lot of work as well, and he mentioned that guy to me.
The Allstate guy, I think.
No, it's not the.
Looks like him.
You keep saying every black guy is the Allstate guy. No, this is like the fourth time you said every black guy is the Allstate guy.
No,
the Allstate guy is Dennis Haysbert, a very famous actor who was in Major League and a million other things, played the president on 24. Dennis Haysbert is a giant actor. You can't just say every black person is the Allstate guy.
It looks just like him.
No, it doesn't. It looks nothing like him.
Oh, not Allstate. No, not Dennis Haysbert. I know who he's very recognizable, but I know he's a commercial guy. I'm gonna find
him. He is that guy. Yeah, you're right. He does a ton of work.
I think he did some CSIs.
Yes.
If you see him young, he looks. You're right. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Well, the people you write that I'm trying. This is Alex. He's very racist from Vegas, from the streets of Vegas. Okay, everybody. The next one, forget it. We don't need any more cast members of Benny and the Roids. Thank you very much. That's the first one.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the second way, Alex, that this podcast is powerful.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'll say his name because he's a nice guy, and maybe you guys can go listen to his podcast. His name is Tommy Casabona.
Mm-hmm.
And Tommy has always been very favorable to us over here on Cover to Cover. He mentioned us a few times. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, he's a Long Island guy. Anyway, he has a podcast called Always Be Booked.
Yeah.
And it is a cruise podcast. It's a podcast about cruising.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, not gay cruising. Nope. Cruising on boats.
Yep.
Anyway, no leather. Here's a message I got. You can wear leather on a boat if you want. It's your business. Here's what Tommy wrote me. Tamara, Chris, I have a cruise news podcast called Always Be Booked, and I want to thank you for what you're doing for the industry. I've worked closely with Doug Parker. Now, let me just say that Doug Parker is the guy we play all the time when we play cruise news, and we've paid high compliments to Doug Parker, saying the guy is a pro. I don't know if he has a background in broadcasting, but he's a pro. That's all I want. I was complimenting a guy who I believe is a seems to be a pro at doing cruise news.
Mm-hmm.
And he makes cruise news seem interesting.
Yeah.
I don't even go on cruises, and I'm interested by his cruise news. And I had no idea that many people are interested in cruise news. We were playing it as kind of a goof, and then we kind of enjoyed it a little bit. So anyway, Tommy wrote that we're doing a lot for the industry.
Yeah.
I mean, Alex, we're changing industries around here. You understand?
Yes, I understand.
Okay. This guy says, I've worked closely with Doug Parker over the years, and your assessment calling him the Michael Jordan of cruise news is spot on.
Mm-hmm.
If you're interested, and if Mr. Parker has the time in his busy schedule, excuse me, Doug.
Yeah.
He's like, I don't know. Doug is busy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fair enough. And Tommy's acting as if I'm not busy.
Yeah.
You know, he goes, I may be able to secure a meeting with you and Doug, or have him appear on your podcast as a guest. He's busy, but Tommy may be able to hook it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Tommy, I'm busy too. You know, I bet I'm busier than Doug Parker. I don't know what Doug Parker does outside of cruise news, but we're all, you know, but that's not, anyway.
Have they not seen Benny and the Roids? Do they not know?
It's blowing up again.
Yeah.
I mean, this is crazy. I want to thank you again for your efforts in raising cruise news awareness to your global audience.
Yeah.
I mean, thank you, Tommy, for making it sound like such a big deal. Anyway, Tommy's podcast is called Always Be Booked. If you're interested, go over and give that a listen. And thank you to Doug Parker and the people over at Cruise News, because we would happily have Doug do a call-in on this show, and we could come up with some cruise questions for him, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want to goof on it, you know? We don't want to have him on here to goof on him.
Yeah.
Because that's not nice to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I do enjoy, I've said it, we started out goofing on Cruise News, but then after a few of them, we're like, okay, I can understand why this would be. I mean, he does episodes on a propulsion.
Yeah.
You know, the reason why they didn't get to this one island. They were supposed to stop at this island and buy knickknacks and refrigerator magnets and things people buy when they make these stops. But due to propulsion issues, they didn't make it.
I hate when that happens.
I know, and that's a cruise news.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no different than what we talk about over here, you know, and you'll see. We got a doozy today. We were digging down deep today. Because we, you know, it's one of those days, and we got a couple coming up that are, have taken us maybe to new lows on this podcast, but interesting nonetheless. Summer, Alex, summer.
Bonus.
It's coming. It's going to be here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're coming on to February. It's going to be February. So next thing you know, we're going to have to start getting ready. And you got to come up with the clothing. You got to come up with maybe you'll be going on a cruise.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe whatever you may do in the summer, I don't know. But there's trends, and we all got to be on board the trends. And you got to start now with the trends. If you're gonna be on the cutting edge of the trends of 2024, summer 2024. And who doesn't love the summer? Everyone loves the summer. It's a time to get out and enjoy life, isn't it? Isn't it supposed to be? I don't know, but So here are some of the fashion trends of 2024, Alex. So I'm giving you plenty of time, everyone, to get on board, okay? Not anywhere on this, these trends. I'm about to read from Cosmopolitan Magazine. This is a very high fashion magazine. Been keeping up on the fashion trends and sexual trends and all sorts of other, you know, taint trends. You know, they're always talking about things like that, you know?
Yeah.
And they've been keeping up with all these trends for years. Helen Gurley Brown, wasn't she involved for many years? Anyway, I mean, I don't know, 50 years, maybe more. We all know Cosmopolitan Magazine. So they're a reputable source for trends. Not anywhere on here does it say anything about, what are the shoes, Alex? What are the shoes? It's a Captain Jack.
Oh, Hey Dudes.
Hey Dudes. Thank you. Yes. And nowhere on the fashion trends of 2024 are there Hey Dudes. Hey Dudes. Alex, my week in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
I saw more Hey Dudes. And now, listen, I'm not going to back down on this one. I'm sorry. I know many of you wrote me and go, I'm sorry. My husband loves his Hey Dudes. I love my Hey Dudes. And I saw Hey Dudes on men and women throughout Las Vegas. If you are coming to Las Vegas, and I'm talking about the Las Vegas we once knew and loved. If you're going there to go to the M&M store, fine. All right, fair enough. But if you're going there to like to do the things that we used to do for fun in Las Vegas, and you're wearing Hey Dudes, I get it. They're comfortable. I understand that. But so are, I don't know, Converse. And there's other things that are comfortable that make you look like you have a clue.
Yeah.
Hey Dudes aren't it. You're not going to look back on Hey Dudes favorably. I'm just going to say that now. I know many of you are angry with me for taking a strong stance against Hey Dudes, but I have to. Mm-hmm. I have to stop it now.
Yeah.
Before this gets out of control, Alex. So anyway, here are some of the trends. Okay, first of all, big one, right off the bat, red.
Red.
Red. You hear me, Alex?
Yeah.
Red. That's okay. No, red is going to be huge this summer. Get yourself some red, Alex. It's all over the catwalks.
Mm-hmm. You like get like a bright red or like a maroon?
If I were the CEO at Hey Dudes, right, I'd be getting some red material right now and sewing together some red Hey Dudes in a hurry. Yeah, like red material, all things red, red, whatever, red. I don't have anything red. Do you have anything red?
No.
Me neither. Anyway, drop waists. That's number two, Alex. Get yourself a drop waist.
Okay.
Whatever that means. Of all the elements of makeup and item of clothing, perhaps waistlines offer the most variety. From empire and high rise to paper bag and asymmetrical low rise has been reigning supreme over the past season thanks to Y2K revival. Oh, anyway. I see it.
Drop waist is when they have like the taper.
I see drop waist. Yeah. All right. I'm looking at pictures of drop waist. Cute.
Are you looking at the skirt or the waist?
I'm looking at skirts. Okay. I'm looking at skirts. Okay. Yeah. Drop waist. Fair enough. Okay. Yeah. Very cute. Okay. Drop waist. We got that one?
Mm-hmm.
Red drop waist. What else? Short shorts. Oh, finally. Thank you, Alex. I've been saying it. I believe it was 2 years ago, or maybe even three, four, who knows? Thigh guy summer. Remember, it was thigh guy summer.
Yeah.
And I think that memo that I sent out to the world, as the people over at Cruise News have told you, I have a worldwide audience. I believe that one got out there. Mm-hmm. And men stopped wearing the big, giant, wet, floppy shorts that we were all wearing. You know, you get out of the pool or the boat, and it's just wet and floppy. You get yourself some. Men have, all men, most men, Alex, are you staying with me?
Yeah.
Most men have nice thighs.
Yeah.
How about you? Well, you have your shorts.
Yeah.
Your REI brown shorts. Ones. They're a little long, though. Yeah. I think you might want to cut them back a little bit, an inch or two.
What do they call the Chubbies, that brand?
There's Chubbies. Yeah. It's expensive, those Chubbies.
Yeah.
Anyway, so short shorts are in. Short shorts, everybody get them. Short shorts for men and women. Oversized dressing. Seeing a lot of it. I'm not a fan at all. White.
White.
White is always fun in the summer. Everybody enjoy your white. Alex winked at me. He goes, does that mean just people? Or
no.
I said, no, Alex. That is, I don't know where he got.
I love how the Allstate guy.
So racist. That is not right. He goes, oh, good, finally, the whites are back. Slingbacks. Mm. That's a shoe, right? Slingback? I think it is. It's a shoe.
Yeah.
Slingback. Okay, well, that's cute. Sure. I'm looking at one.
Mm-hmm.
Get it? Get one? Okay, how about sheer separates, Alex?
Ooh.
You told me before we came to air, you're like, Chris, what do you, because we're going to Philadelphia, you're coming to Philadelphia with me, Punchline.
Mm-hmm.
And you told me, you said, I think thinking about bringing my sheer separates to Philadelphia. Yeah. I think it's too soon.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it is too soon. I think it's going to be still cool there.
Yeah.
Metallics are going to be big.
Wow, okay.
Yeah, okay. These are all interesting. And skirts over trousers.
Okay.
Yeah, like, you know, I remember that was hot there years ago. I don't know if I like any of these trends.
Yeah.
None of them, except for short shorts. I like short shorts. I like white, and that's it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like any of the other trends that are coming in 2024. But that's fine, because I don't like many things that are, you know, happening in the world today. So I might as well just get on board. Although I do like this. New York City has now announced, this is from the government, this is from a government New York City Post.
Mm-hmm.
Social media, they've announced it is a public health threat.
Mm-hmm.
And I totally agree. Social media, they believe, is causing harm to everyone.
I honestly entirely
agree.
Is
it not the truth? I was watching some TV last night. I tried to watch, there's a new documentary out about the making of We Are the World, that song that Michael Jackson and Lionel Richie and every, you guys remember if you're of my age, 1985, I believe it was, We Are the World, USA for Africa. We were raising money. Different time, Alex. Mm-hmm. This is when we solved problems with a song. You got a problem? We'll give you a song, and that'll be the end of that problem. We don't want to hear another thing about it.
Yeah.
Gaza, Israel? Get Huey Lewis on the phone. We are going to fix this immediately.
Yes.
That's how we did it back then. And we had this. Anyways, a new documentary about it and how it all went down. And I tried to watch it on Netflix last night. And for whatever reason, my Netflix was not working. So I went and I just watched some other stuff over on an HBO.
Mm-hmm.
You know, HBO's, I don't think it's HBO anymore.
It's Max.
It's just Max? So just HBO's, Max. You can't say HBO anymore?
Yeah.
HBO's gone.
Well, the HBO.
It's just Max.
The app is now Max, but HBO is still exists.
I think it's all gone now. I think it's all Max. I know. Oh. Shocking.
There it goes.
But why? What was wrong with HBO? It stood for home box office.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe because there's no box office anymore. They're like, just make it Max.
Yeah.
Doesn't make any sense. But anyway, I went over there and I started watching some different things and I was enjoying it. But anyway, I watched a little Bill Maher. He's got his show over there that I enjoy. And he was saying, and some of the people that he had on were saying that, you know, it's just, we are in, and we've talked, it's something we talk about on this podcast quite a bit. We're just into Crazyville.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I believe it is social media. So I totally agree with the state of, but I'm a social media guy. I'm on it. I'm not happy about it.
Yeah.
But I am. It's a way for me to kill time.
In touch.
I guess. Look, I talked to the star of Benny and the Roids. If it weren't social media, I would never have communicated again with the star of Benny and the Roids. This guy needed to get on the Roids, dude. It's last hope.
Yeah.
And then I talked to the guy from Cruise News Always Be Booked podcast.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if we didn't have social media, how would I ever talk to the guy from Always Be Booked, the podcast?
I have no idea.
There's an outside chance. You understand what's happening here? There's an outside chance I could talk to Doug from Cruise News.
The Doug Parker?
The Doug Parker.
The Doug Parker, yeah.
Hi, Doug. It's Chris over here at Cover to Cover. We're happy to have you on. We know you're busy. We heard from several people, you're very busy.
Mm-hmm.
We'd like to ask you a couple questions. Are you seeing more slingbacks and reds on your cruises?
Mm-hmm.
Are you actually, Doug, we'll just pretend, we'll pretend Doug is here. Doug, are you actually on the cruises or are you just sitting on the dock talking about the cruises? Or do you actually go on cruises? Because I guess, like having Doug Parker on your cruise, like if you're, I don't know, one of the cruise lines,
mm-hmm.
having Doug Parker on has got to be like having, you know, got to be, like having the Beatles on your cruise, like this guy. And then you really got to have your shit together. If Doug Parker's coming on, you're like, this guy, get the ambrosia salad. This has got to be the best ambrosia salad you've ever made.
Yeah.
Doug Parker's here. Don't be putting in, what is the ambrosia salad? It's got grapes in it?
Yeah. And marshmallows.
You Do you really know what's in it? Are you
Ambrosia.
You're bullshitting.
No, we called it a dream salad growing up, but I know what's in it.
Why'd you call it a dream salad?
Because, I don't know, my stepmom made the rules. We just followed.
What a dream. That must be. Is it walnuts? Some people put walnuts in it. Don't you dare put walnuts in Doug Parker's.
Yeah.
He'll freak out, and then he'll talk shit about you on his cruise news.
Yeah.
I wonder if Doug Parker's been on this giant cruise ship everyone's talking about.
The new...
The something of the seas. I see a commercial for it. It's got
diamond, or no, the...
Something. Epic of the seas. It's a huge one.
New
it's
carnival?
Got six neighborhoods. I think it's Norwegian cruise, Norwegian cruise lines. There's commercials for it during the football games. All right. You want to hear more about social media?
Mm-hmm.
We've got to get our heads and our hands around this, said Dr. Ashwin Vasan, commissioner of the city's Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. I agree. We're being socially engineered, and it's time for government to play a role. Yeah, I don't know. Anytime government plays a role.
They kind of fuck everything up.
Anytime government plays a role in anything, it gets all fucked up.
Yeah.
You know, so.
I won't even say it gets worse. I'll just say it's not fun anymore.
It's just not fun. Yeah. We know what. Let's try and keep government out of it. But somebody needs to. But I guess you just have to control it yourself, right? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But there's no controlling it. It's just wild. But it is a problem. And I deal with it on a very small scale, just trying to keep order and stuff and like our Facebook page and other things I have to do. And it's nearly impossible. Like everybody is awful.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think it is a barometer of the way people really are. I think I could talk about this more than most because I see many people in many different parts of this country and the world, mostly this country as of late, but they're not as big a assholes as everybody, social media and the media and all of it would lead you to believe.
Yeah.
But as
people are good.
I truly believe that, Alex. Yeah. I really do. I see it in most cities I go to, all cities I go to. I see the good people, but the assholes win. They just do.
Yeah.
They have been. They are. They're louder. We listen more to them for whatever reason. I'm not sure. It is more fun to listen to, to listen to an asshole than it is to, I don't know. There's a nice, decent person, but make no mistake, it's not the majority. I like to believe. I'm going to believe that. Yeah. I believe it's the minority, the idiots, the dopes, the assholes, the blah blahs. And it is a weird world where we're civil warring it against each other. And I agreed with Bill Maher a little bit, and not to go back to him too much, but and because I have this belief as well, as a guy who's in all these states and cities, I think many of you guys feel the same way. I don't think we want to be civil war-y. I mean, I love Florida.
Yeah.
We do. There are times when we have differing beliefs, but that's who doesn't.
On Hey Dudes? That's okay.
Yeah, listen, in Florida, wear all the Hey Dudes you want. That's your style down there. Mm-hmm. You are Hey Dude people. I got no problem with that. But like pitting each other, like states against each other, California and Florida, and I believe the governors do it, like Gavin Newsom fights with their guy.
Yeah.
And it's just all
Greg Abbott.
Yeah, and Greg Abbott fights with the guy from New York. And it's all just fucking weird. Like nobody wants that.
No.
And I think I speak for, 80% of the country when you guys in Florida would like what we have here in California, and we like what you have there, and New York likes what Texas has, and Texas likes what Ohio has. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Everybody trying to pit us all against each other. This is why, Alex, I will be running for president of the United States.
Whoa.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to run for
president. Is this your official announcement?
Well, I'm first going to be running for, in a neighborhood on Icon of the Seas.
Yeah.
I'm going to see if I can become mayor of one of the Icon of the Seas neighborhoods.
Yeah.
If I could get that going, then I will think about maybe spreading it a little bit about bigger and becoming president of the United States.
Yes.
I have no leg to stand on. I have no campaign ideas. Mm-hmm. I have no way of fixing anything. If we got real problems out there in the world, I think I could probably get you Cyndi Lauper, Tina Turner.
Mm-hmm.
Tina Turner. No, wait, not Tina Turner. She's passed. I get you Huey Lewis. I get you Cyndi Lauper. I get you Bob Dylan.
Okay.
And we'll get a song going. And we'll see if we can fix this.
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'll do that. Yeah. Outside of that, I don't know how to fix any of the problems in the world. However, I do believe I could mend the fences between Florida and California and New York and Texas and whoever else. I'll fix it all.
Yeah.
I'll fix all that. Once again, with a song, I'll call up whoever. Give me a New York song. Billy Joel will sing a song saying, I love Texas. And give me a singer from Texas. ZZ Top.
Yeah.
ZZ Top will say, okay, and I love New York. We'll get it fixed.
Mm-hmm. We'll get the Applebee's guy.
Who's that?
Walker Hayes.
Well, oh, yeah, we'll get that.
Walker Hayes.
That guy, he sucks bad. We'll get him to sing about Oreo shakes.
Yeah. Something.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, we'll have some fun.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what but I do believe that social media is a big problem.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm on it, so I can't say that if I was one of those people who just threw my phone away and lived in the woods, you know, fertilizing my vegetables with a poo-poo, I could say, it does suck. And that's why I now live in the woods with no, and nobody can contact me. But I'm not. I'm on all the dumb shit.
Yeah.
Because I want I want the star of Benny and the Woods to be able to contact me.
Yep.
And Cruise News be able to contact me. And you guys, you know, contact me and tell me what I said wrong and what I said right and things like that.
I think the internet is a lot like the 4-minute mile. You know, it just shows the assholes what's possible.
Whoa. Wow.
You know?
Hold on, Alex. I'm going to burn that into a piece of wood. This episode brought to you by Every Plate. Oh, we have the Every Plate box, Alex, over here. We love it. I love it. Are you making resolutions for 2024? Get Every Plate and take back your time with fewer trips to the grocery store and meals ready in 6 simple steps. Save even more time with quick and easy recipes, including easy cleanup options and ready in 30 minutes or less. They plan the meals and deliver pre-portioned ingredients right to your door so you can spend less time meal prepping and more time reaching for your New Year's goals. In 2024, you can count on Every Plate to make meal times easier without compromising on quality. Every Plate recipes include only the highest quality ingredients, including sustainability sourced seafood that meets the Monterey Bay Aquarium seafood rankings, so you know your meals will be fresh and flavorful. Now, you ready for this, Alex? This is because you're cover to cover people, okay? You could sizzle your way into the new year with a dollar steak for life. Simply add a 10-ounce ranch steak to your weekly order for just $1 per box when a subscription is active. Now that's raising the stakes for dinner.
Ooh.
That's not me. That was written, but I did a pretty good read of it, right?
Yeah.
But I love this Every Plate, Alex. We had some fun with it. My wife did most of it, but Beckett helped out. We were doing all sorts of fun stuff. So thanks, Every Plate, for all you do. Alex is now, you know how Alex loves a call to action. Alex is going to call you all to action and tell you what Every Plate, the good people over at Every Plate, are offering you because you are cover-to-cover listeners. Go get some Every Plate. Go ahead, Alex.
Get a meal for $1.49 plus $1 steaks for life by going to everyplate.com/podcast and entering the code 49COVER. Subscriptions must be active to qualify and redeem $1 steak.
Get started with Every Plate for $1.49 per meal plus $1 steaks for life. Go to everyplate.com/podcast, entering code 49COVER. Subscription must be active to qualify and redeem your dollar steaks. That's up to $110 value. Thank you, Every Plate. Anyway, you want to hear some predictions for the summer 2024?
Yeah.
These are predictions. These are over in the New York Times, the predictions. And this one, did we do this already? I feel like we may have done this. But anyway, whatever. If you guys are playing along, you can tell us if we've done enough. We might be repeating ourselves. Jocks are cool again. Travis Kelce. Oh, my God. Hey, listen, God bless him. God bless Travis Kelce and the Kelce brothers and the mom and all the Kelces and the Taylor Swift. And I hope they're in love. Everyone's trying to interpret what they said after the game. They're lip reading. Everyone's lip reading, Alex.
Yeah.
A lot of people are lip reading these days. They're lip reading on red carpets. They're lip reading. Anyway, they lip read, or they heard, or they had a microphone. Travis Kelce said, I love you, to Taylor Swift.
Oh. Huh?
How do you like that? That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, and then he got up on stage, and he became the guy we all kind of think he is, and there's nothing wrong with this, but, I mean, obviously he's that guy because he's been in football his whole life. Like, he's a kid who started playing, you know, you don't get to Travis Kelce level unless you were, like, peewee player, and then you were great all the way through high school, and now you're Travis Kelce. And that comes with a certain type of person. And he's 100% that guy.
Yeah.
And he got up on stage after they won the championship, the AFC championship, on the way to the Super Bowl. And he just shouted, "You got to fight for your right to party." And
whoa.
I was just thinking, okay, right now, this is cute for Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
This is cute. Right now, it's a relatively new relationship, everyone. Let's not get too crazy. And it's going stronger, I'll admit, stronger than I initially thought it was going longer than I thought it was going to, and looking like it's still on the up and up.
Mm-hmm.
However, that guy is going to get old.
Yeah.
I believe quickly.
It's going to be a lot of eye rolling.
There's going to be, yeah. Take your shirt off. You got to fight for the right to party.
Mm-hmm.
Guy. Get. It's just going to get old.
Yeah.
You're going to, every barbecue is going to be, you got to fight for the right to party. And he comes with the whole, they got the brother. He's coming over to the party and he's going to take it. Everybody's screaming and yelling and smashing beer cans on their head. And it's all fun now.
Yeah.
Cute. Everybody's having a good time. But in 10 years, I go, oh, Jesus, here he goes again with the beer can on his head. And
he just keeps talking about Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, right. Yeah. I mean, eventually it's going to get, you know, Patrick Mahomes doesn't do that. He's not out there screaming and yelling, but who knows? Anyway, that one's no fun. Everyone's aging out of social media. Okay, here we go. Back to social media. Gen Xers and older millennials who grew up without the internet will cease. They're not going to be on social media anymore. This is a prediction.
Yeah.
They're going to be getting off. There'll be enough is enough. That is not going to happen at all.
It's happening to me. I believe
in
this.
I know. Well, you never really were on it in the first place. You know, it's unbelievable how you still have no following whatsoever on social media. Fancy glassware is going to finally shed its stigma.
Ooh. I wasn't aware I was stigmatized.
I didn't know. I didn't either. But, oh, man, finally I could break out my fancy glassware. Mm-hmm. So there you go. Smartwatches are entering the elementary schools.
Okay.
Theme dressing becomes a red carpet staple. It's like if they show, their example is Timothy Chalamet.
Mm-hmm.
You, by the way, Timothy Chalamet got a glowing rave review. And I was shocked when I heard it.
I was shocked.
Absolutely rave review from Alex Kahn for Wonka.
Great.
Willy Wonka, Timothy Chalamet's Willy Wonka. Alex Kahn said, best film of the year. He loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You loved it, right?
Yeah, it was great.
And it was music and musical numbers and songs and dancing, and you loved it.
Yeah.
Now, did you see the original Willy Wonka with Gene Wilder?
I've seen the original. I haven't seen the Tim Burton one.
The Johnny Depp,
Tim
Burton.
Yeah, I can't get into Tim Burton, but...
Okay.
Yeah, I love the original, but this was... it was great.
Wow. So there you go, everybody. Anyway, they say theme dressing. Like, if you're in that Willy Wonka movie, like on the red carpets, you kind of dress like whatever movie.
Yeah, your face painted orange, green hair.
He's dressed like in a pink, whatever. And this one, I talked about it on Juicy Scoop. I've talked about it on here. And I'm not really a drinker, so it's, you know, from time to time, I love having a good time, but not as much as I used to, just because I'm old and I have a child and there's a lot of things that have slowed me down over the years.
Mm-hmm.
But less virtuous, low to no alcohol beverages are now a fixture at restaurants, bars, and even clubs. The focus on virtuous drinking, however, may be inviting to new vice hard sodas, for instance, heavily caffeinated lemonades. We got to stay... You gotta be careful of this lemonade, Alex. Mm-hmm. It's killing the people over there at what's the place?
Cracker Barrel?
No, no. What? No.
Raisin Cane's.
No.
I don't...
Panera Bread.
Panera Bread.
I mean, you guys have no idea how many times we've had to stop this podcast today because Alex is absolutely no help. I mean, I throw something out, and I'm not great either because I'm not remembering things, but I throw it out to Alex in hopes that his younger mind will have absorbed what we've talked about, and he just has no clue. He didn't know about the shoes.
Yeah. Hey, dudes.
Hey, dudes. And then I said, who has the charged lemonade that's killing everybody? And he rattled off 19 restaurants.
In all fairness, this is how you are trying to jog my memory. You go, what are the cloth shoes again? And I go, Converse? You go, no. I go, Toms? You go, no.
I wasn't giving you.
And then you said, what's the place with lemonade and free internet? And I said, Starbucks? And you went, no, you idiot.
You used to, back in your old days when you were, living in your car, you used to go over to Panera for the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, see, I remember these
things. Yes, yes.
But anyway, they got to charge lemonade, Alex.
And
be careful.
And it's killing people.
It's killing people, right? Mm-hmm. But anyway, heavily caffeinated lemonades are back. And hard sodas, which I guess, is that an alcoholic soda?
Mm-hmm.
It's been almost 15 years since the company. Anyway, that they're saying is nobody's drinking, but there's hard caffeinated things. Oh. That's going to be a big 2024 trend.
Who the fuck knows?
And butterfly kisses are getting reconsidered.
Okay.
What the hell does that mean?
I think that's when you do the little nose.
Could it give new relevance to the butterfly kiss? The butterfly effect tells us that seemingly tiny events can have colossal, unpredictable effects on faraway places. Who knows? The butterfly effect, year of fluttering eyelashes could yield. I don't even know what that means. Manicures for the boys. Men are getting manicures. Fine. Fair enough. Let it happen.
Don't you take your daughter to get petties?
No. Manicure. We didn't do toes yet.
Okay.
But it was a little much last time. Because she picked, I let her pick her color.
Mm-hmm.
And we went in, and of course she picked her like a real bright red.
Yeah. Well, she's ahead of the summer trends.
I know. Well, but then she looked like a little hooker coming out of there. So I was like, oh, I don't know about this. And I think the school even frowned upon it. They were like, hey, listen, it's cute when you do it yourself with like a little purple or something.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like a real, I think they put on like gel tips or something. She had like big, long red nails on. I was like, all right, what are we doing here? So the red was a little, even my wife's like, it's cute that you do it, but let's not choose red.
Okay.
Like bright hooker red. I was like, she chose it.
Yep.
So I can't stop her.
Mm-mm.
Anyway, so yeah, that was a little
much. Now, when you go with her, do you just get her one or do you sit there and get a nice little buff and polish yourself?
I just sit there. The reason I don't, Alex, is because I'm a bit of a nail biter,
mm-hmm.
And I always have been, and I still am, kind of, just during, like, when I'm on a plane and stuff. I don't know why. I just am.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I don't have anything to work with. I'm just, it's not like my hands are fine. I think if I put my hands under the thing, they would frown upon. They would be like, what do you want me to do with these little nubs you got? those are the trends of 2024, summer 2024. Take it for what it's worth. I don't know anything about it. Finally, maybe not finally, we might have a few other stories before we finish up today, but this is the one I was talking about earlier when I said we might have reached a new low here on Cover to Cover in coming up with something interesting to discuss. Here it is, everybody. This is from our friends over at Taste of Home. We love Taste of Home.
Mm-hmm.
Highly recommend giving them a follow on Instagram. These are the best. These are the best cheeses, Alex. This is real. This is what they're doing over at Taste Home. The best cheeses for melting. These are the best cheeses for melting.
I love that you couldn't even say it.
I know. I know. I cannot believe we've gotten to this point. And, they're right. We do have a worldwide audience. And hopefully, throughout the world, one of you, this is Lindsay D. Madison, sat down.
Mm-hmm.
In front of her, I don't know, whatever oven she has. Maybe she has a microwave. Maybe she has a
hot
toaster
plate.
Oven.
Yeah.
And she sat there and she did the research for us.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are. These are the, are you ready?
I am.
The top 10 cheeses, once again, top 10 cheeses for melting.
Mm-hmm.
I believe all cheeses are good at melting, but now that I think about it, some do... When melted, they'll get a little oily or don't melt as good as others. What would, Alex, before we get into this, do you want to maybe tell us maybe one of your favorites for melting?
If I'm doing are we talking a shredded, what is her method here?
I don't, it doesn't necessarily
shredded
say.
Melt, I say pepper jack. You always say pepper jack
is your best for melting.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Alex, I got bad news for you. Pepper jack didn't even make the top 10.
This is a bogus list.
Anyway, number 10 of the best cheeses for melting, everybody.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, because it's on maybe everybody's favorite food and it seems to melt well, Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Mozzarella seems to melt well on pizza. Isn't that the cheese on pizza, mozzarella?
Pizza.
Okay, number two, a classic. Everyone loves it. Cheddar.
Oh, yep.
But sometimes I feel cheddar can get a little oily when melted.
A thick cut cheddar, hard to melt.
Okay, there you go. Alex knows. Ooh, number seven. I believe are we on number seven?
We are.
Does the guy over at Cruise Doug always Parker. Be booked? No, oh. He always be booked. The guy over would always be booked. Does he want to change what he said about us and our impact on the worldwide audience?
Yeah.
Fontina.
Ooh.
Fontina comes in at number seven. It's a buttery and smooth, with a rich and creamy finish. Makes it ideal for melting into sauces.
Mm-hmm.
Like a fondue. You ever had fondue?
No, but
fondue to me is a little gross, isn't it? It's just a bunch of people sticking.
But doesn't it kind of circulate too a little? Or
I don't know.
I don't know.
Want to know? How about number six, Alex?
Okay.
Number six, provolone. Who doesn't love a provolone? Do you? Great.
Yeah, I'll do a provolone.
You will?
I won't get it first, but I do love it.
What do you get first?
Pepper jack.
Okay, you're right already with your pepper jack agenda. What do you think? Number five, coming in at number five. Gruyere.
Ooh.
Is that how you pronounce it?
Gruyere?
Gruyere.
Uh-huh.
Gruyere. It's a firm Swiss cheese that's been aged for about 6 months. No longer.
Mm.
Or longer. The result is an exceptionally nutty, grassy cheese that becomes creamy and rich when melted.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. Oh, that's the one that's on French onion soup.
Yeah.
Everybody loves it. You want to take a guess at number, I believe we're at number four.
Havarti? I'm honestly running out of cheeses here. You know
what, Alex? That's number three.
Oh.
Havarti comes in at number three. Gouda comes in at number four.
Okay.
Gouda. Havarti. I like Havarti. Okay. I don't mind Havarti. Number two, I know it, but I don't know it. Taleggio?
Mm.
Yeah, Taleggio?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
I don't, but...
Number one, everybody, the number one cheese...
For melting.
You got some sort of drum roll on there or something? The number one cheese for melting, everybody. Colby.
Ooh.
Colby Jack.
Mm.
Fantastic melting cheese. It's softer and more mild compared to cheddar.
Yeah.
With a sweet and buttery finish. It pairs well with deli meats for baked ham and a baked ham and Colby sandwich.
Yeah, that's good stuff.
Could
I do like
imagine
it.
Sitting there in your... red this summer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm going to paint a picture for you people this summer. I think we've given you so much information to take forth and just enjoy your life with. Just get off the internet, A. Get yourself some metallics, some reds, some slingbacks.
Mm-hmm.
What else was on there? Some low-waisted.
Low-waisted.
Drop-waist,
drop
I believe waist, it was called.
Yes.
Whites, get some whites.
Mm-hmm.
And then get yourself some ham.
Mm-hmm. And a little bit of Colby.
And Colby. And melt the shit out of it.
Yeah.
And then sit down and enjoy your life. It'd be hard to find Colby in the cheese section. It might be hard to find Colby in the cheese section, it says, but it's almost always available at your grocer's deli counter. Monterey Jack has a similar melting texture.
Mm-hmm.
There is an honorable mention. This is not a joke. There is an honorable mention. After we gave you the top 10. Honorable mention, American cheese.
Oh.
Finally.
Yep.
Here in, I know in many parts of the world, America is frowned upon.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll bring it on, France, or many of you cheese snobs.
Yeah.
American.
Mm-hmm.
Melts like fucking melts.
Yeah.
Good. Real good.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's why... Yeah, America. You heard me?
I heard you.
America. I know we have a worldwide audience. This goes out to the people of Australia and the people who listen to us in Canada. Where are your cheeses? How are your cheeses melting? Australia? How are your cheeses melting there in Toronto?
Yeah.
How are your cheeses melting in Ireland and Italy and all over the world? America. We melt some cheese, Alex.
Mm-hmm.
We'll throw some ham on it. Want to hear a little bit about Lindsay Madison, who sat down and melted 11 cheeses because... American got an honorable mention. She's been writing for digital publications for 7 years, has 10 years experience working as a professional chef. So she's legitimate.
Mm-hmm.
She's become a full-time food writer at Taste of Home in 2023. Oh, just got the gig. She's been a regular contributor since 2017, but they finally hired her.
But full time now.
She's been hanging around out on the sidewalk of Taste of Home for, you know, melted cheese for the last 5 years. Finally, like, oh, let her in already. What do you got? Oh, you know what cheeses melt good? Do you have any information on French fries, Wendy's French fries or anything? Because we got a couple of gals over here that are knocking it out of the park for years.
Yeah.
But they are phoning it in lately, you know. Everything's Wendy's. Wendy's this, Wendy's that. So we're listening. Lindsay, we're listening.
Yeah.
What do you got? I got 10 cheeses. Tell eight. You know how Havarti melts?
How does it melt?
This is what Lindsay's saying.
I'm being the editor. Okay. No, I'm being the editor.
It melts better than, not as good as Colby, but better than mozzarella.
Yeah.
How do you like that? You're hired. Throughout her career, Lindsay has been a freelance writer and recipe developer for multiple publications, including Wide Open Media, Tasting Table, Mashed, and Skinny Miss Lindsay. An accomplished product tester, she spent 6 years as a freelance product tester. I'd like to be a product tester for things.
Mm-hmm.
I could test different products. You know what? I bought a big... I went a little nuts over at Costco recently. I went to Costco and I was just grabbing shit left and right. And the problem with Costco is you get it, and if you don't like it, now you have a lot of it.
Yeah.
And I got these peppers, like in a jar, like jarred, like sweet peppers, stuffed with cream cheese. And it looked good. I was like, oh, I'll try these. But it's, you know what it is? It's peppers stuffed with cream cheese. So it's like, how many, you know, so now I have, I mean, it's a giant jar.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think I'd ever eat that many peppers stuffed with cream cheese.
Let me make a recommendation.
Oh, go ahead.
You want to wrap that in a nice dough? Cook it up.
Really? That's not a bad recommendation, Alex.
Yeah.
Yeah, Alex, I might have another career for you. I think you can go over to Taste of Home and get yourself a job like Lindsay Madison.
Mm-hmm.
That's not a bad idea. Anyway, she's tested everything from cooking gadgets to knives, cookware sets. Boy, she has a long bio. She wrote this herself. You know that, too. Lindsay loves sharing her skills and experience with home cooks. She aspires to motivate others to gain confidence in the kitchen. When she's not writing, you'll find her cooking with fresh produce from the farmer's market or planning a trip to discover the best new restaurants. She doesn't mention a man in her life. You don't see any.
Who's like, she doing all this cooking?
I thought there was going to be something about like a husband or kids, but she doesn't mention anything. Maybe she's keeping her private life private, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, what she doesn't know is her shit's about to blow up because I have a worldwide audience.
Yeah.
So. Maybe she'd like to call in one day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we already have Doug Parker already booked. I think he's very busy.
Yeah.
But maybe we can get Lindsay Madison out of Melton Cheeses for a few minutes. Come over here and chat with us about, you know, because you probably have a question for her. Say, Lindsay, hi, it's Alex over here. What about Pepper Jack? You didn't even give it a mention.
Did you test it?
And how does it melt?
Yeah.
What do you melt your cheese with? You have like a, what kind of oven you got?
Are you asking her? Or are you asking me?
You.
Okay,
I'm back to me. Oh, okay. I'm not playing a character
We're back in
anymore.
Here again?
I'm playing. Yeah, like a toaster oven. What do you got?
Oh no, I go. You throw a little bit of butter on a simmer.
Oh, okay.
And then frying pan. You know, you get it going. But then you got to put the lid on it so you keep that steam in there. It keeps that cheese nice and moist. What do you think about that, Lindsay?
Oh, wait, am I Lindsay now?
Oh, wait, no, you're Chris again. But,
I can't keep up with this.
But I'm calling her out.
With this role play.
No, what I just did was I called her out. You know?
Okay, yeah, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, I think, you know what? That started out as a joke and a bad idea, but it turned out it wasn't that bad. I think we learned some stuff there, don't you?
Oh, I think we did.
All right, well, there's a couple of things. There was some celebrity news. We're getting a hard push on Sydney Sweeney. There's a push on this Sydney Sweeney. The world wants you to know Sydney Sweeney.
Yeah.
She's everywhere. And she just had a movie out, but I think it went nowhere. I didn't hear anything about it.
Was she the Euphoria?
Yeah, Euphoria. Yeah. They're gonna make her a big star. Mm-hmm. They're gonna try make her a big star. Anyway, she's got a new Ford Mustang. She gave away custom design. Sydney Sweeney teams up with Ford. Give away her custom designed Mustang GT.
Ooh.
So, you know, you could win that and then pull up to a stoplight. Big old nice car. Thanks. Sydney Sweeney designed it. What? Yeah, she designed it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm just reading right off of TMZ. Oprah Winfrey, 70. Oh, you know what? Oprah 70.
Wow.
Rang in her 70th birthday with a run on the beach. Good for her.
Yeah.
God bless Oprah Winfrey. I mean, I got no beef with her. I've said it many times. There's been AI pictures. This AI, there's been dirty pictures of Taylor Swift out there. It was all
AI generated?
AI generated, yes. And people are furious. They're like, she needs to sue. They were all over X, Twitter, whatever it's going to call these days. And people were upset. And of course, immediately, a better person, Alex, would be like, this is shocking. I cannot even look at that. I immediately went to the internet and Googled.
You mean you did what I just did sitting right here?
Every single person.
I'm researching for the story.
AI-generated nudes of Taylor Swift. And of course, they look so AI-generated. Like, it's obviously not Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Like, it's, and they're like, she needs to sue. I'm like, well, she... It's obviously not her. They put just, it's like a bad Photoshop. Yeah. Like, is this what AI is going to be? Or is it going to get better? Is it going to really, or is it just going to be putting, you know, celebrities' heads? I mean, Hustler magazine's been doing it for, you know, 50 years. And AI, the best they could do is put, first of all, we all know Taylor Swift doesn't have these giant boobs.
Yeah.
But they got her head on like some giant boobed body. We're like, well, that's not Taylor Swift. Mm-hmm. Jessica Biel eats in the shower.
Yeah. No, okay. That's it. Imagine
Jessica,
a world.
Jessica Biel eats in the shower, Alex. That's the end of that.
Okay.
She's probably busy and she gets in the shower and eats whatever. I don't know. So there you have it. There's so much more to talk about. We'll be back on Thursday with more. To get out of here. We did miss a big birthday last week. We missed the birthday of a good friend of the podcast. We missed the birthday of Mr. Neil Diamond.
Ooh.
Neil Diamond, we missed his birthday. I believe last week he was 83. And he's Neil Diamond. That's all I could say about it. I don't know how much more Neil Diamond's touring, or I think he might be done completely. I don't think he has the wherewithal anymore to do it. But we still have his music, and we always will, and we love him. So we're going to go out on a little 83-year-old Neil Diamond. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Neil. And once again, just in closing, the number one melting cheese, Colby.
Yep.
With a shout-out to American. And Jessica Biel eats in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
We are a worldwide phenomenon, cover to cover. We've been... touted by Cruise News. We actually several people are saying we saved the cruise market, the cruising industry.
Yeah. It's been said.
Stars of after school specials have contacted me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what is, I can't believe your career has gotten to such heights. Hopefully they won't listen to this. They're like, oh, I thought he was doing well. He just counted down 10 melting cheeses. Uh-huh. He's been talking about melted cheeses for 15 minutes.
Some Neil you want, or you want me to just throw one at you?
Just throw on any Neil. Do some Neil. This is the song I wanted to play. Oh. You read my mind. Yeah. Yeah. This is a good one because he says, which is.
LA is fine, the sun shines most of the time.
LA.
Yeah.
And the feeling is laid back.
Feeling's laid back in LA. Yeah, that's the truth, Neil. Watch what he says here.
Palm trees grow and rents are low.
Rents are low. You know, remember that? Oh. Remember when they were low? Oh, those days are over, Neil. Hope Neil doesn't come back here because rents aren't low anymore.
Well, I'm New York City.
Yeah, you and me both, Neil. New York City born and raised, baby. Ooh. Red, white. Those are the hot colors for... I said, Neil Diamond. Get yourself some ham. Do yourself a favor. Ham. Slice it. You know, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Not a canned ham. Not a big ham. You know, not a honey baked or spiral cut. Just a boar's head slice. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Get that. I think ham is, it's like alcohol beverages we were talking about. Ham has kind of lost a step or two over the years. I think cold cuts in general have lost a step or two.
Yeah.
When's the last time you had a liverwurst? Anybody? We used to have a liverwurst over at the Frangiola house. Liverwurst on We'd put ketchup on it. I mean, just we're animals. We might as well.
Whoa.
I mean, the fact that we're still alive is beyond
Did
me.
You ever read about a frog who dreamed of being a king?
I'm sorry, what? All of a sudden, Neil Diamond just went insane. Ever read about a frog? What? Okay. For the names and a few this is when he was like a king of the world and nobody questioned
nobody
him.
Nobody told him no.
All of a sudden he was like, ever read about a frog? Sure, whatever you say, Neil. Keep writing.
But I got an emptiness deep inside.
That's right. And I've tried, but fill it up with ham and Gouda. I reckon. No, Gouda? Sorry, Colby.
Colby.
Ooh, we love doing this podcast. We just love the stupidness of it. And I know some of you don't get it. And that's fine. We're doing fine without you. We saved the cruise industry. I mean, if we ended this podcast tomorrow, we'd have that to sail away on. I could probably, because of what I've done for the cruise industry, I could probably go live on cruise ships the rest of my life and probably get free... Dream salad. What'd you call it? Dream salad?
Dream salad. I'm sure one of our listeners is like, a dream salad has raisins or something.
Oh, we'll hear about it, Alex. All right, everyone. We love you. Bye-bye. I am myself.